Every day, 10,000 baby boomers are turning 65, and that's for the next 19 years. So get ready to explore topics like healthy aging, elder care, boomer and senior lifestyles, and more to keep us all moving forward on our aging journey. You're listening to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging, but not growing old.
Oh, I got a brand new pair of roller skates. You got a brand new key.
And without further ado, from the My Senior Neighborhood Studios, here's your host, Sue Zawacki.
Well, the 2012 presidential election is only 3 days away, and Tuesday, November 6th, will be a defining and historical moment in our country. I'm sure one that we will all probably remember for a very long time. Well, good day, great day, and a new day. Chicagoland, Wisconsin, Indiana, Michigan, and on the World Wide Web. If you are streaming Aging Info Radio at 560.com. So we have two presidential candidates that have completely different paths for our country, Americans, and especially for our future generations. So right now we are at a pivotal point in our country, which can greatly change the entire landscape, or us actually being the United States of America, as we have all come to know it. We have a realist versus a visionary, and reality has definitely hit home here in the United States with our economy and so many other issues. And did we get the change that was promised? So stay right here on AM 560 for Aging Info Radio. We are going to have a political conversation and what's at stake. And joining me today is Malcolm Out Loud, the national news and political commentator and America's ultimate brink thinker, along with Tim Fairbank, a political analyst and a business owner. Well, welcome, Malcolm, to Aging Info Radio.
It's great to be with you again, Sue.
Oh, I appreciate your time so much and all that you know, and I love your brink thinking. And welcome, Tim, to Aging Info Radio.
Thank you.
Well, I'd like to start our political conversation with let's talk about, you know, the huge debt that that as a country we have. And, you know, I hear it's becoming Greece, or we have that possibility of that happening. So, Malcolm, your view on all this debt.
Well, I think that this is pivotally the primary reason, Sue, that it's time to remove the current administration from office, and let me explain exactly why. When this man ran in 2008, and he took office in 2009 as President of the United States, he made some very specific comments in calling our previous president unpatriotic for the debt that he created. Now, there's no question that the Republican Party has played in this arena very much. I blame our current problem on both parties, quite frankly, that have put us in that situation. When I talk about what situation we're in, this president who was going to cut our deficit in half, that was a campaign promise amongst mm-hmm. others.
Yes, it was.
He has instead added over $5 trillion to the debt, and we're talking now a debt that is in excess of $16 trillion, and a debt that if he has four more years, it's predicted to be in excess of $20 trillion. Now, in September of this past year that just passed, our debt-to-GDP ratio has hit 70%, which hasn't been that way in this country except for a brief time after World War II. Now, when you take a look at what's happening in Europe, country by country, and I have all those numbers, you start to take a look at the debt-to-GDP ratio, you are definitely becoming Europe-esque. Predictions are, if this is another 4 years of this administration, you can expect a debt-to-GDP ratio based on all these circumstances. And just look at the CBO. You can look at the reports coming from them, and this will fill you in. But we're talking now we'd be approaching 90%. This is an area that is of great concern to everybody. So when you hear the talking points that we're selling this generation away, that we're selling our country away, that we're being unfair to our children, our grandchildren, I don't believe they're just a talking point. I believe you have to look. It's the greatest threat to us is our self-indulgence is a bigger threat than anything else that anybody else can do to us. We've done it to ourselves.
Now, the current administration with the spending, that's the concern right now with the with not changing the administration or electing a new president, that the spending will continue, the debt will continue to increase, and that we will become Greece. Correct?
Yeah, there's no question about it. There's
okay.
absolutely no question. The president loves government. I mean, this is not a secret.
No.
The Democrats will say this is not a secret. He loves government. He loves government agencies. He's expanded every one of them. I mean, if this is the direction that we all want to take the country, I certainly have no interest in this. But if this is where you're all taking it, then, you know, you have nothing really to look forward to. And you can just come down. It's a litany list of things, Sue, that you can come down and start to talk about the failure of government. But it's obviously very passionate to me, and we need to wake people up to pay attention here.
Absolutely. Now, Tim, you want to address the trade
yes.
going on, or how do we actually? Okay, so if we do get, hopefully we do, or if we do get a new president and somebody that can control the cost or the spending, you know, what are some of the other things that can be done to really help? And I believe you're going to address China trade.
Yeah, Malcolm. The other thing that has really transformed and unbalanced our economy lately, the reason we're so stuck, is our relationship with China and the way that the jobs are going to China, and we have a trade deficit with China. They own our debt. What do you think about that?
Well, I think it's you're spot on. I think it's one of the other problems we're having that this administration is absolutely ignoring. We need to look at this. When you look at tariffs, I mean, we're letting the Chinese eat our lunch. Listen, manufacturing has been in trouble in this country for a very long time, and it continues to be in trouble. And right now, I think that, you know, the Chinese. I mean, if it's a war of economics, they're winning. They're absolutely winning this war. You talk about the Cold War. This would be a war of economics, and I think they're winning this war. When it comes to the trade, and you look at the deficits, it's not even close, Tim. It's not even fair what's happening. And yet nothing is being done about it. This particular administration wants to do nothing about it. This is something that the Romney camp has addressed. Now, again, Sue, Tim, I want to suggest, you know, well, listen, I want to say this to you. If we do put Mitt Romney in as president, I think we need to hold this man accountable. I mean, quite frankly, I don't care whether he has an R, a D, an I, or a C after his name. I'm just looking for somebody to do the job that they say they're going to do. So at this point, he's talking about addressing the trade with China. If you've listened to him in the debates,
yes.
You know that this has been part of his campaign promise. He needs to now be held to the task. I'm tired of these politicians, as well as, you know, so not to be sidetracked here, but the same thing that when they say we're going to be energy independent. You know, there's something to be said about the fact that in campaign mode, these candidates promise everything in the sun, and when you put them into office, they deliver nothing.
Yeah, the accountability is where people are at today. They're like, you know, that's why you hear a lot of people don't even know if they want to vote, because I really do believe accountability is an element that's missing once somebody gets into office. And once again, I'm here with Malcolm Out Loud and Tim Fairbank. Malcolm's website is malcolmoutloud.tv. What do you see on accountability, Tim?
Well, Malcolm, specifically about China.
Yes, sir.
Historically, this was not a partisan issue. Permanent normal trade relations with China were passed in 2000. That's when the deficit exploded. Well, that was passed under President Clinton with strong Republican support. So who's really to blame for it?
And the blame game. Does the blame game matter at this point?
Both parties are to blame. I don't think it's a one-party deal, Tim. I think both parties are to blame for where we're at. China didn't happen overnight.
No.
None of it's happened overnight. No, I just think our politicians are very good with playing political football with these kinds of issues. The real problem with our political structure in this country, and I've looked at both sides of the aisle and the decisions they've made, is that by far and large our politicians, they make decisions based on short-term gain. They make decisions based on what's going to impact them in the weeks and months and maybe a year or two ahead. In other words, their candidacy and their chances of re-election to get the next seat. That's what impacts our political leaders. If we had more political leaders who would step into the arena, who would do things more for long term, regardless of the consequences, we would be that much healthier as a nation. But it does not exist today.
Not yet. There's always hope. I don't want to say there's hope and change. We've heard that before, but there's definitely hope. I really do believe that American people are all seeing what you're seeing. What about after they're elected? What happens then? Why are they not delivering on their promises? And we hear them over and over again. I really do think that American people are very frustrated with this. Absolutely.
There's no question about it. So I think that, you know, you're going to take one challenge on at a time, and we're going to fill the gap. We need to talk about that. And if China is one of the things that need to be addressed, and it does, then I think, and here's the next problem. How do you get both political parties to the table to talk? Right now, this was, again, another major promise from this administration. If you remember back in 08, my friends, when he was running for office.
Oh, we remember well, Malcolm. Well, we're going to... we are going to continue addressing this political conversation. I'm here with Malcolm Out Loud and Tim Fairbank. Malcolm's website is malcolmoutloud.tv. One of the things that I want to address when we get back is the conversation about war against women. This is Aging Info Radio. We will be right back.
Are you a senior, baby boomer, or family member looking for information on a reverse mortgage? Maybe you're a legal, financial, or real estate professional investigating the options a reverse mortgage would provide one of your clients. If so, please contact me, Larry Hanover, at Security One Lending in Schaumburg. I'm a certified reverse mortgage professional, and I educate and inform on all aspects of how a reverse mortgage can help provide financial security now and in the future. Please call 847-466-1700 or visit msn62.com.
BodyLogic MD comprises the nation's largest national network of highly trained physicians specializing in bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. BodyLogic MD has been featured on Oprah.com and in Suzanne Summers' books, Knockout, Interviews with Doctors Who Are Curing Cancer, and Breakthrough, 8 Steps to Wellness, and her book Ageless, The Naked Truth About Bioidentical Hormones, dedicates an entire chapter to BodyLogic MD. Find a location near you at BodyLogicMD.com. BodyLogicMD.com.
Are you part of the sandwich generation and currently feeling a little grilled and fried? Call family-owned Partners in Senior Care and we can help you get your life back. Our geriatric care managers specialize in helping seniors and their families navigate the aging journey. Let our family take care of your family. Partners in Senior Care. Call us anytime at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330. Or visit us on the web at partnersinseniorcare.com.
Hi, this is Tammy Rosas from Heritage Woods of Gurnee. We are a supportive living community for seniors 65 and over who cannot live alone at home anymore. Many people will not consider assisted living because of the cost. Understanding the affordability and difference of Heritage Woods is the key. We differ from other assisted living communities because of our financial assistance program. Once you move to Heritage Woods, you will never have to leave because you've depleted your financial resources, nor be turned down because you have limited income and no savings. Heritage Woods offers all the luxuries of home. For more information on how you can afford supportive living, call 847-623-6300.
And now, back to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old.
Yes, this is Susan Wacky, your host of Aging Info Radio, and I've got two great guests today. We are having a political conversation. Of course, our election just 3 days away. I'm with Malcolm Out Loud and Tim Fairbank, and Malcolm's website is malcolmoutloud.tv. There is a conversation in the political arena, and it is a war against women. And I do believe it's a political illusion because women are very powerful in today's world, and there's probably more of a war against guys. What do you think, Malcolm?
Yeah. Well, you bring up a good point. Listen, for me, for Malcolm, Sue, you know, having spent 25 years in corporate boardrooms around the world, I will say to you first and foremost, I have promoted more women in my day than I have men, number one. Number two, I have had the pleasure of working with extraordinary strong women. And you're right. Today is a different day for women than it was yesteryear, you know?
Absolutely. I absolutely agree with you.
Yeah. However, this whole war on women notion, I want to say to you this, and this is something, again, it's one of my passion points, and I'll tell you why. I do not agree with the Republican Party in this particular case. I believe we need to step out of the argument of these social issues that continue to swallow these election cycles whole. And I think when we start talking about abortion and gay rights and contraception issues, and, you know, we have radio hosts calling people sluts, and we have things that are going on back and forth in this volleyball game of political football, I just see that, listen, our federal government is very incapable of addressing these problems. They certainly can't even address our national security, and our fiscal irresponsibility is obvious to everybody. What makes you think they can tell you how to live your life, what to do in the bedroom, what not to do in the bedroom, and what to do with your body? So I don't agree with the Republican Party here, Sue. Mm-hmm. I think it's a situation where they need to stay out of it. I think they create very muddy waters when they take the stance on these kinds of issues. I don't see how they win when you're going to alienate many women who do not want to be told what to do from government with their bodies and so on and so forth. So I think I'm totally against their position on this in every regard.
Yes, there are some things that are better left for government and some things that are not. Now, Tim, there was you told me a number of people who were apolitical told you to see the movie 2016. Did you see it?
I did.
And your feedback on that?
Well, the question I'm left with is, who is Barack Obama? I've been trying to figure this out for 4 years. Malcolm, I saw that you had Victoria Jackson on your show, and she said he's a communist, which...
Right.
Was pretty intense. I lived in Hyde Park for a while. I lived a block away from Barack Obama, and I thought he was kind of a conventional Hyde Park liberal. But the movie says that he is his father's son and that he inherited his father's beliefs and dreams, which is essentially that Kenya was oppressed and humiliated, and he hated the British Empire, and he believed in socialism as the answer. So who do you think Barack Obama is?
Well, I definitely believe he's a socialist. I don't think there's any question about that. Some people would even say he's a quasi-communist, but in any event, listen, when you what's really upset the right, when you take a look at all of his records that are sealed, for a man who talks about having an open policy, for a man who talks about transparency in government, obviously he's one of the most untransparent presidents of our lifetime. Recently, what made me chuckle, by the way, and you probably both know this, is Donald Trump, who will do anything for a headline, God bless him, has come out and offered $5 million that he'll donate to charity. He had done that if the president would have produced his records and opened them up before the end of this October, which has just passed now. And so, obviously, this was a real theater event for Donald Trump. But, you know, what I'm saying is he's played to the hand that his records are sealed and that they're not exposed, and he wanted them to be exposed. So, listen, a lot of people are questioning who Barack Obama is at this point in case. It's not often that a junior senator and somebody who, you know, really had the background that he had with no executive experience whatsoever could really rise to be the commander-in-chief, the president of the United States. But I'll say this, Barack Obama is a hell of a campaigner. I mean, he is really one of the most masterful campaigners of our time. He's just, unfortunately, a terrible leader.
You know, it's interesting that you say that, Malcolm, because in the last political election, I was signed up on email for both candidates, and I was absolutely amazed at how quickly I got an email response back from the Barack Obama campaign. And I do believe the logistics behind that is everything that moved him forward and into office, because he really did come out of nowhere. People really didn't know who he was, but he was what we wanted, what we were hoping for, the change. So it was not only timing, but the logistic background of his campaign is powerful. They move things forward. They do that.
There was so much to him being elected. You know, I want to tell you, I remember while the election cycle was going on throughout the primaries season, and then when he was running against John McCain, I have a lot of friends from both sides of the aisle, both Democrats and Republicans, very dear friends. And I remember being out with some CEOs at dinner who were actually one of them has become one of his ambassadors to another country, which I want to leave nameless so I don't have to spot him out.
Uh-huh.
And I remember having dinner with him, this man, and saying, what do you see in this Barack Obama? Tell me. And he went on to tell me all the hope and change that you were just talking about. And I said, but have you looked at his record? Have you seen what he stands for and his lack of background and experience? I said, I don't see how you think he, in any event, bring it forward a little bit. And, you know, I was on the – and listen to this, Sue. I was – one particular Sunday afternoon, I was president of a large healthcare company, which we leave nameless, and I was on a Sunday afternoon out on his back pool area saying hello and having a very nice afternoon. And this is a black conservative I was with, a very good man. And this was when Obama was running for office. And we were having this conversation again of the political, election season. And I had found out that he was supporting Barack Obama. And I said to him, why would you support this candidate for president? I said, I don't understand. And we went through the points by point. And then I asked him the ultimate question. I said, and I got to be careful not to say his name, John. I said, I'll say John. John, I said, is it because he's an African American? I said, is that why? And this is, again, a friend of mine who's an African American CEO. And I said, is this the reason? And he looks back and he said, yes. He said, yes, I like the fact that he's an African American and we'll have the first African American president. I said, wow. I said, isn't that a sellout?
You know what, though, Malcolm, as a woman, if there was a woman candidate, I would probably be very drawn to voting for her as long as what her if I agreed with what she was all about, because I'm a woman. So I can relate to that. I mean, I absolutely can. It's something to really consider.
But we have to be more than that.
I understand that.
We've got to be more than that. I mean, I'd love to have a woman president. Listen, I was one of the biggest fans of Margaret Thatcher. Give me a woman like her as president, someone who carries around a big stick.
That's right. She did.
We could use every woman in the White House right now.
Yeah. Nobody would mess with her. What she said would go. Absolutely.
She'd do a little cleanup, I'm sure, huh?
I think she might clean house completely. I do hope during, that I do get to see a woman in office as time goes by. And it's just, or at least somebody that will, do a great job. I mean, if it is a woman, I would definitely vote for her. So that takes me to your point.
Let me say this to you, please, that I will say this much, and I don't normally do this, but I'm going to say to you, in your lifetime, I believe you will see a woman president. I think it's coming, Sue.
Well, women are definitely different in the workplace, so there's always that opportunity, and I think it could very well happen. But I do want to address, we're talking about Barack Obama, and I really do want to address who Mitt Romney is when we get back from break, and we can, get your views on that candidate as well. And once again, I'm here with Malcolm Out Loud, his website being malcolmoutloud.tv, and Tim Fairbank, our political analyst. And we are talking about the election, which is right around the corner, just 3 days away. It's an interesting time, isn't it, Malcolm and Tim?
Oh, yes. Memorable.
It sure is. I mean, I can feel the energy all over the place. The media is going crazy. And this is Aging Info Radio. Stay right here on AM 560 WIND. We will be back, and we're going to find out who Mitt Romney is. This is Aging Info Radio.
Are you a retiree or just about to retire? Let's face it, in today's economy, having the funds to live comfortably in later years is a concern for many people. John O'Connor has been helping retirees for 22 years with hundreds of clients throughout the Chicagoland area. Now, learn from John what others have done to retire safely and securely. You are invited to attend a complimentary workshop in your area with John O'Connor and learn what you need to know to reduce or eliminate market loss, protect assets from creditors and predators, and receive a reasonable rate of interest on your hard-earned money. Private appointments are also available for your convenience. Be informed and start to enjoy a life without the worry of losing your hard-earned money. Call 847-274-2681 for location information and to reserve your seat now. 847-274-2681. That's 847-274-2681. 847-274-2681.
Do you know a senior who is in crisis? Are you worried about their safety or quality of life? You now have someone to call, ElderWorks. ElderWorks free service helps seniors and their families find senior housing, home care, and support services throughout Illinois. ElderWorks helps you figure out all the options based on your loved one's needs. They understand your situation and can help. Call 847-462-0885 or visit elderworks.com. That's works with an E. Needing long-term care is a reality of life, and long-term care insurance helps preserve assets and provides peace of mind. LTCI pays for home care, assisted living, and nursing facilities. 3 out of 4 people over 65 will need long-term care, costing $80,000 annually. MAGA LTC are specialists when it comes to long-term care insurance.
For more information, call Peter or Brian at MAGA Long-Term Care, 800-533-6242, or visit MAGA LTC.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
It was a moment.
It was a moment that changed my life.
We looked down from the chopper and saw the whole area was flooded.
At that moment, it really hit me. This is why I joined the Guard.
People had gone up to the rooftops to escape the rising waters.
Talk about intense moments. We had to lower the guys online some 30 feet down.
This is where teamwork and training really paid off.
It took steady nerves and steady hands for the chopper pilots to hover like that.
No question. Guard pilots are the best in the world.
I couldn't believe it. I just saved a life.
What could be better than serving the people of my hometown?
In the National Guard, you serve your community as well as your country while you work or attend college. In return, you gain skills in which you can build a career and receive benefits that can help you pay for college. Learn more about what it means to be a citizen soldier at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Illinois National Guard. Aired by the Illinois Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of people.
You are listening to Aging Info Radio with your host, Sue Zawacki.
Chicago is.
And for my Sue Says Today, sponsored by Senior News 50 and Better, don't make a permanent decision with your temporary emotion. Well, I'm here with Malcolm Out Loud and Tim Fairbank, and we are talking about, we're actually having a political conversation with our election being only 3 days away. And let's talk about the other candidate, Mitt Romney. Who is Mitt Romney? Who is Mitt Romney to you, Malcolm?
Well, you know, Sue, if you follow my record, in fact, then you probably will know that through the primary season, I was not very supportive of Mitt Romney for a few reasons. He was not my choice out of the Republican cast of candidates that we were looking at through the season, through primary season. And there are several reasons why I was not a big fan of Mitt Romney in looking at it all. And I just thought he lacked the authenticity. I didn't see where he was connecting to the American people. And I think, listen, it's okay to, you know, improve yourself, change your mind, but it seemed to me like he was doing that a bit too much. And sometimes I thought he was pandering to the audience and the crowd and not being direct and having passion. Now, one thing I think you need if you're going to be a leader in this country is you've got to have passion and conviction. And you've got to be able to know the difference between right and wrong and stand on that. So probably, Sue, I think a lot of people can relate to what I just said, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So this was my hang-up with him. But here's what happened. I want to say to you right now, and now here's the flip on this, if you're ready for this.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll give it to you straight. That's the only way I know how. I believe that Mitt Romney has the potential. Now keep in mind, potential is a big word. It's a 10-syllable word in many cases.
Mm-hmm.
I think he has the potential to be a great president.
Yes.
Now, what would have flipped my mind, and why do I say that? When I take a look at Mitt Romney and I see where he's been, And you see, there are a couple of big advantages this man has that I've recognized. One, look at his background, look at his history. When you look at all the companies he's touched over the years, when you look at what he's done at the Olympics, and you study those, and I've read all his plans, I understand it. He's a turnaround guy. He knows how to turn something around. He's an economics guy. He knows how to read a P&L and a balance sheet. Well, that in itself would separate him from Washington, D.C., because in Washington, they don't know how to read a P&L and a balance sheet. They don't know what that means. And so here's a man who understands how to turn things around. We need a turnaround guy in this country right now. I think the other big factor with Mitt Romney is he knows how to work with both sides of the aisle. So, and I say that because you've got to have somebody. Right now there's such gridlock in Washington, it is not even close to being funny. Nothing's getting done at this moment. And so Mitt Romney, if you look at, again, his tenure in Massachusetts and you see what he's done, he is very accustomed to sitting down at the table and working with both Democrats and Republicans. And right now in our country, we need somebody who is capable of that and not just giving an empty elevator speech. That's it. So that's why I've turned my mind in a couple of these strong areas and looking at his economic plans. While it's not perfect, and I don't agree with every line item, Sue, but I don't think that's possible for any of us to agree with every line item from the president, right?
Oh, absolutely. Even if she's a woman, no, you would not, right?
That's right.
Now, I really do get that he's a problem solver. What do you see here, Tim?
Well, yes. Even at a personal level, Malcolm, I don't think he's particularly ideological. It never has been. He sees a problem, and he attacks it. Remember the famous story about the dog on the roof of the car?
Yeah.
Well, the dog had a little accident. There was some brown stuff. So he pulled over. He found a gas station. He found a garden hose. He hosed down the car, and he hosed down the dog. And then they put it all back together and went to Michigan. And I think that's an interesting metaphor for where the country's at right now.
Yeah, I think we could definitely say that.
So let's say that. That's perfect. You know, I see what you're saying. I love it. I love the metaphor. The country is the car right now, and there's definitely some brown stuff on it. I totally get it, my friend.
We need a man to fix that entirely, right?
That's what we need, young man.
Yeah. Now, what about the energy independence and the lost dollars that have been? I do believe in green energy. I mean, we all do. But there's been a lot of dollars put into the green energy programs that haven't worked.
No, because he's picking and choosing the winners and the losers.
Mm.
That's one of the problems of this president, actually. If you take a look again at his track record, just like he runs around saying, I saved Detroit. You know, sometimes and most often, things have to have their natural run. I mean, government buying, and I think that Romney's right in this case, government buying companies up is not the answer of our salvation.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we succeed and fail on our own merits. No, and just because you have a bigger building or more employees shouldn't give you the right to get a free pass.
Right.
And this whole thing about Detroit, Sue, you know, in Mitt Romney's position, I totally endorse. Detroit was going bankrupt regardless. If they had claimed bankruptcy up front and not after the fact, we would have saved billions of dollars mm-hmm. of taxpayers' money, which we'll never recoup, by the way.
Right.
But yet, no, the political game had to drag out.
And go on and on and on and on. And once again, I'm here with Malcolm Out Loud, his website being justthat.tv, and Tim Fairbank. Don't go away. Stay right here on AM 560. We're going to talk about the ugly noise process of the election.
Hello and welcome to the fast approaching launch of a brand new web community called My Senior Neighborhood. The neighborhood consists of everything from businesses, professional services, home, living, and healthcare options, just to name a few. My Senior Neighborhood has been specifically designed so that seniors, baby boomers, and their families can quickly and easily find the service they are looking for near their home. For more information on the website's launch, call 847-466-1800. That's 847-466-1800.
70% of American adults have lost at least one permanent tooth, and over 70 million people are missing at least three or more teeth. If you're one of these people, please call Resource One Dental Implant Benefit Program. Dental implants are a permanent solution to a temporary problem. Obtain dental implants for half of what you'd expect to pay when you enroll in the Resource One Dental Implant Benefit Program. For a $150 enrollment fee, you'll save over $12,000 on implants. Call 1-800-851-8745 or go to Resource One Implant BodyLogicMD.com.
BodyLogicMD comprises the nation's largest national network of highly trained physicians specializing in bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. BodyLogicMD has been featured on Oprah.com and in Suzanne Summers' books, Knockout, Interviews with Doctors Who Are Curing Cancer, and Breakthrough, 8 Steps to Wellness. And her book, Ageless, The Naked Truth About Bioidentical Hormones, dedicates an entire chapter to BodyLogicMD. Find a location near you at BodyLogicMD.com. BodyLogicMD.com.
Welcome to the groundbreaking of a new and exciting virtual web-based community called My Senior Neighborhood. The neighborhood will consist of businesses and professional services that specialize in working with seniors, baby boomers, and their families. At MySeniorNeighborhood.com, visitors can quickly find a needed resource. If you are a business or a professional that would like to be a providing member of the neighborhood, go to MySeniorNeighborhood.com. That's MySeniorNeighborhood.com. Or call 847-466-1700.
And now, back to Aging Info Radio. For boomers and seniors aging but not growing old, you're listening to Aging Info Radio with your host, Sue Zawacki.
Yes, I'm here with Malcolm Out Loud and Tim Fairbank, and we are having a political conversation with the election just 3 days away. I don't know if you're like me or like many people that I do know personally, but we are very tired of the ugly noise process. I'm sick of the ads on what your opponent did wrong. And how about an ad about what you're going to do right? What do you think, Tim? You're from Ohio.
Well, I have friends and family in Ohio, and they are being driven insane by the endless negative TV commercials. They just want to scream and throw things at the TV. They just want it over.
You get tired of them.
Beyond tired.
You change the channel. What about you, Malcolm?
Well, you know, I've been on radio a great deal in Ohio, and I have to tell you, I just spoke to them again on the fact that I feel sorry for Ohioans. I mean, if they're not all alcoholics, they certainly will be by November 7th. But poor people, huh?
So I think the ads are heavily negative, in Ohio.
Yeah. Well, they are indeed, yeah. Well, here's the thing. This is a two-part program here. Let's take a look at Obama and then Romney. I think that very clearly Romney ran a very negative primary season. In fact, I used to always say during the primary season, he was the guy who ran around with a 900-pound bat. Every candidate who stuck his head up, he banged on the head and continued to bang. I thought he ran one of the most negative primaries that I've ever seen in a primary season. And part of my argument with him at that time, Sue, quite frankly, was where's the positive and where's what he's going to do for America? Where is that at? Now, bring you forward to the general election. I've seen a complete turnaround from Romney. He really did become the etch-a-sketch that he talked about, mm-hmm. I have to tell you, because now I see more positive coming from him than I do negative. He's talking about solutions and ideas. He has plans out there. I guess this was part of their overall strategy. They thought they had to run through the primary season versus the general election. But the president continues to run the most negative campaign he can. And the reason for this is this. He has no record to run on. When you're an incumbent president, you have what's called a four-year record. And Romney knows this, which is clearly why you've seen in these debates that he points out the numbers and the facts and the stats on where we're at right now and what Obama has delivered to the American people. At the end of the day, it becomes his incumbency that will determine whether he gets four more years or not. And I think that's where we're at. I think Romney is clearly able to draw that contrast. Obama doesn't. What's he going to run on? Gas prices, food prices, jobs, the deficit? I mean, what could he possibly run on? Even the foreign policy, which he would have run on had they not just killed our diplomats and did what they did in Benghazi, he would have had some mustard there. But even that's been, the sizzle's been taken out of. So basically, we just have a sizzle candidate. There's no stake there when it comes to Barack Obama, and that's why we're seeing the negativity in the campaign, too.
Well, I think, you know, sometimes you watch the ads and you think, you know, do they think that we're actually this stupid as Americans that you can't see through it, that's what's being said? I mean, to always have to fact check it, everything you hear, you're like, well, could it be true? Is that true? I mean, it starts to become so negative. And I also feel there's a huge divide with political candidates right now that it's just, you know, I don't talk politics pretty much anywhere I go because you don't know who you're talking to unless, I'm talking to Tim or Malcolm, and I'm talking to Malcolm Out Loud, his website being malcolmoutloud.tv. But, I mean, you see a lot of the division, or do you? Do you, Malcolm?
Listen, Sue, I mean, come on, this country is more divided than I've ever seen in my lifetime. But on that note, by the way, I love talking politics with whoever I can, even though I know I'm going to tick off half of them.
That's why you're Malcolm Out Loud, the brink thinking Malcolm, right?
Well, listen, I try to do it as a gentleman. I know I don't try to say I may not be perfect in that regard, but I respect our democracy, Sue. I respect the fact that we all have opinions, but I also respect the difference between right and wrong. And I also don't like the injustices in the world that go on. That's what drives me every day, Sue.
Well, that's exactly what it is. I mean, there's an area of this election that really bothers me, and that is that so many people are on food stamps. I mean, if that's not, you know, the brink of socialism, I mean, it's really an entitlement. It's turning into an entitlement country. We have 47 million people. What is it? One-third on some type of government program, and some of them are needed. But I mean,
they expanded that program twice over. I've never seen an administration who runs ads asking you to apply for food stamps, and he does that. I've never seen an administration run ads to suggest that you might want to have a free cell phone if you're on Medicaid, and he does that. And so, yes, the expansion of entitlement programs is tenfold. The expansion of our agencies and the fact that our government can't do anything right. Take a look at the United States Post Office and see what condition they're in. Take a look at the GSA and see what condition they're in. Take a look at all the agencies across the board and see what condition they're in, and then say, oh, yeah, let's give the government more power. Let's have them run some more of our programs and our health care. Oh, I'm all for it.
It's weakening our country. That is exactly what all these programs are doing. It's weakening the Americans. You have to have these programs now to get by. It's crazy. A cell phone? They're giving them cell phones.
That's right. Give them and running ads for it. And, you know, so I want to say one thing that from our last show when we talked about Medicare and, again, baby boomers and the elderly alike, is that, you know, I'm all about being fair and equitable. I see nothing wrong, I'm sorry, with giving options. I see nothing wrong. Do you want to apply some brink thinking to some of our problems?
We're going to do just that when we get back here, Malcolm, because I believe options are really important. As I said last week on our show, this is Aging Info Radio, and we will be right back. Hi, this is Susan Wacky, host of Aging Info Radio. My retirement account kept getting smaller, being tied to our volatile market, until I met John O'Connor. I attended an O'Connor & Associates workshop, How to Not Outlive My Retirement, and he switched my account to a fixed rate for growth. Best of all, my IRA will continue to grow well into my retirement years when I need it most. Call O'Connor & Associates at 847-274-2681 or visit O'ConnorAndAssociates.biz.
I have an important business trip coming up. I used to worry about Mom every time I went. I'm proud of her independence, but I worry about her safety and well-being when I'm not around. Not anymore. I called Partners in Senior Care. Their team of compassionate geriatric care managers specialize in helping seniors and their families navigate the aging journey. Call Partners in Senior Care. They can help you too. 847-548-1330. 847-548-1330. Or visit them on the web at partnersinseniorcare.com.
Heritage Woods of Gurnee is an affordable assisted lifestyle community for seniors 65 and over who cannot live alone at home anymore. Understanding the affordability and differences of Heritage Woods is the key. They differ from assisted living communities because of the financial program, which includes Medicaid and allows many people the opportunity to stay for as long as they want. For more information on how you can afford an assisted lifestyle, call 847-623-6300. 847-623-6300.
Are you a senior, baby boomer, or family member looking for information on a reverse mortgage? Maybe you're a legal, financial, or real estate professional investigating the options a reverse mortgage would provide one of your clients. If so, please contact me, Larry Hanover, at Security One Lending in Schaumburg. I'm a certified reverse mortgage professional, and I educate and inform on all aspects of how a reverse mortgage can help provide financial security now and in the future. Please call 847-466-1700 or visit msn62.com.
Sue says, never stop learning. It brings life to your life. And now, back to Aging Info Radio.
Yes, we're only 3 days away from the election, and we've been having a political conversation with Malcolm Out Loud and Tim Fairbank. And Malcolm, before we went to break, you were addressing, we talked about Medicare last week, and you talked about options, and I just want to give you a chance to complete that conversation.
Yeah, real quickly, Sue, here's the thing. I just want people to understand, Sue, there's nothing wrong and there's everything right with improving our programs. We should not stay the same. We've got to improve ourselves. This is what life is all about. There's nothing wrong with offering options to baby boomers and the elderly alike. There, you know, as long as we're not taking from them and the things we've all put into these programs, I see nothing wrong with improving them. It's the status quo that get uncomfortable with that, Sue, because they want to keep things the way they are. I think it's a way for them to keep power where it is.
Well, there is always room for improvement. Now, I'm going to ask you, Tim, who do you think's going to win the election?
Well, it's hard to tell, but at this point, it's late in the fourth quarter. The momentum has shifted. Suddenly, the score is tied. Romney has the ball at midfield. He's driving for the winning touchdown. I think that Romney is going to edge it out.
Do you? And how about you, Malcolm? Who do you think?
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting election, and obviously these swing states are going to be pivotal. No question about it. It's crazy how our electoral college is, first of all, how we have to rely on just a few in a few states. There's something not quite right about it. But anyways, I think it's going to be interesting. I think, you know, we could say, as Tim just said, Romney by an edge, but we could also be surprised. We may see Romney by a longer shot if the momentum has continued in these last few days before the election.
Yes.
But you never know in politics, my friends. You just never know.
No, you just don't know. It's not over until it's over. Absolutely.
So, Sue, who do you think is going to win?
Well, you know, I think I'm just going to have to leave that to my dog, Daisy May, and keep that a secret. I'm just not sure. This is a very interesting time. And I want to thank both you guys, Tim and Malcolm, for being on my show today. And once again, Malcolm's website is malcolmoutloud.tv. And thank you, Malcolm and Tim.
You're welcome.
It's a pleasure to be with you, Sue. God bless you and for all the wonderful work you do.
Oh, well, thank you, and we will be in touch. And let's see, my Paws Pooch of the Week is, my pooch is Sourdough, a 2-year-old female Lasso Opso, and she's so cute. Call Paws Chicago at 773-935-7296 or go to pawschicago.org. And the Active Senior Expo is coming up Wednesday, November 7th at Prairie Events Center, and that's Kane County Fairgrounds in St. Charles from 9:30 till 2:30 with many exhibitors, health screenings, seminars, and more. And if you're in need of a resource, please do call Aging Info Radio at 866-560-3965, and we will help you out. Also, you can listen to any of our shows, our past shows, or even this show after we air on podcast at aginginforadio.com. And let's see, I would also like to thank my sponsors. They're highly credible sponsors in the Chicagoland area. All of my listeners out there, Debbie, my awesome technical programmer, and of course, Malcolm and Tim today for all that they brought to Aging Info Radio. And you want to stay right here on AM 560, earn it, keep it, and grow it is on. And what all I have to say about today's show is vote. Keep in mind the strength of our country and our future generations. And my message to you is on an American goodbye note. I believe it is all of our responsibility to take care of our seniors, and many of whom are the foundation of our country. And may their strength and dedication be passed on for generations to come.
There ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
My Senior Neighborhood was proud to bring you Aging Info Radio. For boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. Be sure to catch them again next Saturday as they continue conversations that will keep us all moving forward on our aging journey. Right here on AM 560 WIND.
Would you like to make $500 a month writing songs?
Would you like to be mentored by Grammy Award-winning songwriter Laura Story?
Enter the 2012 Create Songwriter Search today and be paid $500 a month to write songs and meet the top Christian publishers.
Hey, this is Laura Story, and I can't wait to hear...